Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dwarkesh Sugars Q3 FY24 Result Conference Call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ajinkya Jadhav. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Jadhav.
Yeah. Thank you, Muskan. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of Dwarkesh Sugars Industries Limited for giving us the opportunity to host their Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Vijay Banka, Managing Director, Mr. B.J. Maheshwari, Managing Director and Company Secretary, Chief Compliance Officer, and Ms. Priyanka Murarka, President, Corporate Affairs. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we will open the forum for question-and-answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Very good afternoon, friends. I extend you a very warm and hearty welcome to the earnings call conference of our Q3 9-month FY24 results. Our results are already there in the public domain. In this particular quarter, we have had a profit after tax of 10.52 crores. This is no, sorry, not profit after tax of 9.81 crores vis-à-vis 10.52 crores that we clocked in the corresponding quarter last year. Our top line was 319 crores vis-à-vis 391 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. So we have had lesser volume of sales in this particular quarter. We sold our sugar sales has been lower. We sold about 4.94 lakh quintals of sugar vis-à-vis 6.47 lakh quintals that we sold in the corresponding quarter last year. Of course, in the corresponding quarter last year, out of 6.47 lakh quintals, we had exported 4.34 lakh quintals of sugar. So in a sense, the domestic sale of sugar is higher in this particular quarter, 4.94 minus vis-à-vis 2.13 lakh quintals. And during the nine-month period, we have sold 21.83 lakh quintals of sugar. This is as against 33.25 lakh quintals of sugar sales that we had in corresponding nine months last year. Our average realization has been good insofar as the quarter is concerned as well as the nine-month period is concerned. In this particular quarter, our average realization of sugar that we sold in the domestic market, the entire sales, in fact, was in the domestic market, was about 3,852 rupees per quintal. This is as compared to 3,560 rupees per quintal on the corresponding quarter last year. And on a nine-month basis, our average realization has been 3,692 rupees per quintal. This is as against 3,483 rupees per quintal in the corresponding nine months last year. We have our stock has gone up by about 3 lakh quintals. It stands at 7.71 lakh quintals vis-à-vis 4.72 lakh quintals on the same date last year. Stock is valued at 3,608 rupees a quintal. The stock has gone up mainly because, number one, our sugar production was marginally higher, number one. And number two, because last year, the same quarter, we had the benefit of exports, which was not available to us during this particular quarter. We have suffered a bit of a setback insofar as the ethanol sales is concerned. We sold 1.42 crore liters of ethanol vis-à-vis 1.68 crore liters of ethanol that we sold in the corresponding quarter last year. However, on a nine-monthly basis, our ethanol sales have been higher because in this nine-month period, our plant was both the distillery plants were operational, whereas in the last year, nine-month period, we had the benefit of both the plant, the new distillery working only for a part of the period. So loan profile is lean and trim. We have, as far as the term loans are concerned, we only have the subsidized term loans, which are all being repaid as and when they are due. Let me now take you through some of the industry developments which have taken place. The last quarter was very eventful in the sense that, it was from a original estimate of net production estimate of 32 lakh tons, which was after considering diversion of more than 4 million tons for ethanol production. There was this news of El Nino drought impacting Karnataka and Maharashtra, and the El Nino factor playing out. So the production estimates were revised downwards, which led to the surge in the sugar prices. The sugar prices touched, they were close to around 4,000 rupees a quintal for a little while. And then the government took this hasty step of, putting a pause, putting a lid on the ethanol blending program. So in fact, they did not want the sugar prices to be, it was beyond their comfort level. So they wanted to encourage more sugar production, and of course that could happen only at the cost of ethanol production. So the government immediately curtailed the procurement of ethanol, which was to be made from sugarcane juice directly. And they also restricted the quantity of ethanol to be procured, ethanol made out of BAV molasses. Its procurement was also restricted to the quantity that we had originally offered to the oil marketing companies. And in a departure from the convention, they did not give us any increase in the price of ethanol to be made from juice and BAV molasses. Rather, they gave a very good increase for molasses to be made from the conventional CAV molasses route, and even the they wanted. In fact, they want the government's idea was to restrict the sugar sacrifice diversion to ethanol to only about 1.7 million tons, so that the production of sugar is concurrently boosted. So, but lately there has been some news. In fact, All India Sugar Traders Association came out with their production estimate now. So the production estimate stands enhanced by nearly 1 to 1.5 million tons. Maharashtra and Karnataka both have reported, both are likely to report a decent production number, and so is Uttar Pradesh. So with this happening, and plus ISMA is also likely to announce the numbers today. So it is expected that production numbers will not be all that bad. So there is every likelihood we will, of course, request the government to revisit the ethanol blending program and, see that the production of sugar is moderated. We do hope that this will happen. As you are aware, sugarcane price for Uttar Pradesh has already been announced, the SAP state advice price. So the state government has given an increase of about 20 rupees a quintal, so which was more or less on expected lines, considering the fact that we are looking at a general election ahead. So that's how it is. As far as the rest of the quarter is concerned, we will have to wait and see how the sugar prices behave. We do expect that the prices remain at around 3,800 and not lesser than that. Much will depend on how the government looks at the new production estimates and what corrective actions the government takes. Thank you very much. I now leave the floor open to question and answer sessions. Please go ahead and ask your questions, be it sector specific or company specific. Here we are ready to answer your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The first question is from the line of Sneha from SKS Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Am I audible?
Yeah, loud and clear.
I just wanted to ask, sir, what is the current status of the sea highway molasses that you're talking about? You mentioned a bit on the initial remarks. I just wanted a bit of elaboration on that. Some pointers on what is the current like production looking like of sugar. I mean, I listened to a couple of previous sugar companies as well. They're like the production is recovering. And it's likely to be a good, good year in terms of that. And any intake on exports by the, certainty by the government or any direction by the government that you could like highlight, that would be very helpful.
So you want to know from me the production, how the production numbers are going to look for the industry as a whole or for our company?
Both would be helpful, sir.
Okay, sure. See, as far as the country is concerned, I mentioned in my opening remarks that, these estimates have seen some wild swings. You know, initially we started with an estimated production of about net production of 32 million tons after considering diversion of about 4 million tons in favor of ethanol. So, which means we were then talking of a gross production number in excess of 36 million tons. But, you know, towards the start of the season, it became evident that because of the impact of drought and El Nino on Maharashtra and Karnataka, the production numbers are going to be substantially lesser. So the last estimate when it was drawn, it was about 32.5 million tons after considering the gross production of 32.5 million tons. Which means if we deduct from that the sugar diversion of 1.7 million tons which the government wanted to restrict to, so the production that was being spoken to was about 30.5 million tons. But in the last 1 month or so, the production numbers again seem to be getting revised. Yesterday, All India Sugar Trade Association came out with a production estimate of 31.6 million tons, which is the net production, after considering about 1.7 to 2 million tons of sugar diversion for ethanol. So again, which means we are looking at a gross production number in excess of 33 million tons. So ISMA is also likely to come out with this number today. So we have seen some big swings in the production estimates, but that happens. You know, it becomes very difficult for anybody because, you know, the weather plays a big role. The late rains in the month of November did help the sugarcane crop in the state of Maharashtra and Karnataka. So presently, we're looking to produce at least about 31.5 million tons, if not more. So production numbers seeming good, we will request the government to revisit the ethanol blending program. Now things can, if they consider our request, if they accede to our request favorably, then again the production numbers could undergo a change because then we still have some time to realign our production such that, you know, we again go back to making ethanol directly from sugarcane juice. So if that happens, again, the numbers will undergo a change. So this is where we stand. Globally, of course, it's going to be a surplus year. But then globally, if you have seen, the prices are on the rise. Sugar prices are a lot better than what they used to be in the past. Insofar as our company is concerned, it all depends how does government react going forward. So if there is a lid on the ethanol blending program the way it is as of now, then naturally we will maximize our sugar production. But you see, two of our plants are located in Bijnor district. I must put a word of caution here, and Bijnor district was the most impacted district in UP around this season, because it received excessive rainfall, and the red rot which had spread all across eastern and central UP. This Bijnor district falls in the western UP, so it's spread to east UP, west UP as well. So we will have to wait and see. We've just about finished crushing the ratoon crop, and we've started the plant crop. So the yields can substantially vary here again, and we could be in for some pleasant surprises. But as of now, crushing numbers seem to be rather on lower side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
The next question is from the line of Prashant from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So what will be the current ex mill price of sugar in UP?
It's around 3,800 rupees a quintal.
Sir, there has been steep price correction in Maharashtra. Prices, I think, would be around 35 or even lower for few mills. So
yeah.
Do you expect this gap to reduce? I mean, in terms of decline, we may catch up, or Maharashtra should catch up on the upside?
I would believe Maharashtra should catch up on the upside, with you see, Maharashtra was perhaps already aware that the production numbers would be higher. But, once the numbers come in the public domain, there is that assurance that, okay, the numbers will be this much and not further higher. So I guess Maharashtra should be able to catch up now.
And sir, at current price, what would be your strategy for selling sugar at 38? Would you be willing to sell the entire quota, or you would want to wait for a while and
recalibrate? We have always sold whatever quota was allotted to us. So there is no reason why we will not sell the quota that we received.
Okay. And sir, for Q3, what will be the mix of juice and B-heavy ethanol sales?
So, you see, we have, I'll tell you about the production number. We have, in this particular quarter, our production was substantially lesser from ethanol, because midway during the quarter, this came. So only about a very small quantity was used for direct transfer to distillery by way of juice. So the number is significantly lesser.
Sir, can you mention the number for...
I'll tell you the number. One second.
Sales volume, not production.
No, certainly I'll get back to you on this. I'll tell you the number. Yeah.
Okay. Sir, in our books, we would have taken sugarcane price of 360 or 340 only?
No. We have taken the enhanced sugarcane price.
And so would that lead to increase in transfer price of molasses or
syrup?
Of course,
yes. It has resulted in higher transfer price.
And how much would that be for both?
It's now transfer price of B-heavy molasses stands close to 1400 rupees a quintal.
And for the syrup?
For the syrup again, it's you see, the syrup costing is altogether different. So what happens is you take the cane cost and you deduct from that whatever bagasse has been saved out of that. So it actually goes up by 20 rupees a quintal. So syrup transfer cost naturally gets enhanced.
To the similar extent only, maybe around...
Yes, more or less.
Okay. Sir, one bookkeeping, not question, but clarification. If you look at last year Q3 presentation, then the segmental EBITDA for sugar business was negative at around 11 crore.
Yeah.
But this quarter's Q3 presentation, it is showing positive EBITDA of 15.3 crore.
Yeah, I'll explain to you why it is like that. Because last year we had three segment reporting done, sugar, power and ethanol. Now sugar and ethanol have been clubbed into one now.
Sugar and cogen.
Sugar and power.
sugar and power, they've been clubbed into one now.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. That's from my side. Thank you.
Yeah.
You wanted some figure, right? Which figure? You wanted some sales figure?
Or yeah, B heavy and juice ethanol.
Okay, that we'll give you later. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. And the next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abasco AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank
you. Very good afternoon, sir. Very good afternoon.
Sir, just firstly, could you help us with the gross recovery rates for the quarter and what would have been the same for the same period last year?
Yeah, I'll tell you certainly. Just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the one moment,
yeah.
I'll tell you. So the gross recovery has been 11.05 vis-a-vis for this quarter, vis-a-vis 11.11, which means a small marginal drop of 0.06. But we hope to make good this recovery in the coming quarter because as you know, the recovery trends are a lot better than what they were in the last year. Except, I mean, we have three plants, so in two plants, the recovery is better than what it was in the last year, and whereas in one plant, the recovery is marginally low.
Fair to assume that we might not see any major decline in recovery rates?
Not at all. In fact, we will see some improvement in the recovery.
Oh, okay. That's nice to hear. So just then on the overall crushing numbers, while you have said that the crushing has been suboptimal, and you've also mentioned, some amount of sugarcane getting diverted to Khansari and Gurd. So could you help us, in the overall outlook of how the availability is for sugarcane and what kind of crushing can we do? If you can just give the FY24 and FY25 estimates, please.
No, insofar as FY24 is concerned, there will be no problem because, the crushing will go on till March and or beyond, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the problem will really arise in FY25. So if you ask me from a season's perspective, yes, there is we expect some decline in the crushing numbers. Last year, together in all three units, we crushed about 4 crore quintals of sugarcane last season. So that number will be lesser this season.
Sorry, I missed that number. What was the number?
Last year, we crushed, during the season, we crushed 4.01 crore quintals of sugarcane. So that number is going to be lesser this season. Whereas in so far as FY is concerned, there will be no reduction at all. And if at all the numbers will vary, they will vary marginally either ways.
Because season is overlapping financial year, that's why.
No, so I understand, sir. So just to give a context over here, if I look at FY23 numbers, we did 38 lakhs 21,000 odd.
So we should do similar numbers. We should do similar
for FY24 and for FY25 we might see a marginal drop, right?
Yeah, we may see a drop. Yes.
Understood. And so I know it's still quite volatile in terms of how the situation will pan out. But can you give any ballpark number? I'm once again asking for fiscal year. How much would be, the overall crushing based on C-heavy, B-heavy sugarcane juice for 24 and preferably for 25 as well?
You see, C-heavy, we are crushing only now in one of our units. We are generating C-heavy molasses only in one of our units. That is only to cater to the country liquor requirement. So we will have to work it out and let you know how it will pan out because we've done some quantity based on juice diversion. And in two of the units, we are doing on B-heavy basis. And in one unit, after this promulgation came, we have to curtail our production of both juice and B-heavy, we started making C-heavy there because it's worthwhile to generating CAV and giving it for counter liquor purpose there, so that we can maximize sugar production there.
Correct.
Yeah.
But then so, once our the amount that we have sort of been given to the OMCs, before the BHV and juice is over, I think we'll have to completely shift to CAV if my understanding is right.
No, you see now, eventually everything will depend upon what kind of cane is available for us. So the template that we are going to follow is, in one unit, we will do CAV and complete our country liquor requirement obligation. And if there is excess crushing available, that we will generate BHV. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and that is the unit where we don't have a distillery, that is the Dwarikeshpuram unit.
Understood.
Yeah. Okay. So that is the template we are going to follow there. In the rest of the two units, we are doing BHV. So the idea is to, under the given constraints, to maximize ethanol production and bring it at least on par with what we have offered it to the OMCs. And if there is likelihood of more production being there of ethanol, we are always at liberty to use CAV molasses and make ethanol out of that.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
So it's a very dynamic situation. So we'll have to wait and see. Around March we will have more clarity on this.
Understood. And so just one last question. This is regarding the segmental performance per se. We have seen a decline in EBIT margins in distillery segment. Is it largely to do with just the the volumes being lower, or is it also because of some amount of recovery impact and some other thing as well?
No, number one, it has got to do with the volumes, but it has got nothing to do with recovery. Our recoveries are okay. The reason why it is lower is because last year, this year, we have considered the incremental cane cost, the 20 rupees increase that has been announced by the government. So that has been factored in the raw material cost. Okay. So that is one reason. And secondly, unlike last year, where the government not only gave us increase in the ethanol price of both juice as well as B-heavy molasses made ethanol, this year they did not give any increase. And last year we had another benefit because the government wanted the ethanol blending to happen. They wanted to encourage more ethanol blending during the lean months. They had given us some relief price also. The benefit of which was again not available to us this season.
Understood. And so just last question, now that we have to do the B heavy as well in line with C heavy for country liquor, this impact which was of 20 CR which we saw last quarter, this is sort of a recurring impact that we'll see every year, right, now?
So last year, it's going to be slightly less because last year we had to give 20% of BHV. So this year we will be under the revised molasses policy, under the new molasses policy of season 23-24, we are required to give 19%. So there is 1% lesser obligation if we talk in terms of BHV.
Okay.
Okay. When so far as CAV is concerned, last year it was again 20% and now this year it is 26%.
So more or less the impact would be 1 or 2 crores less.
Yeah, yeah. Not much.
Understood. Got it, sir. Thank you for answering all my questions and all the
best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Udip Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, sir. So my question is, sir, that you just spoke about that cane crushing could be lower. So is there any impact of the Bindal Agro plant also, sir, which has come up?
Yeah,
in
of course
area?
It is there. There are 3-4 reasons. I'll tell you why the cane crushing could be lower. Number one, unseasonal rainfall and consequent water logging in the fields. Number two, red rot infection, red rot having infected the plant. Number three, Bindal plant. And number four, diversion of sugarcane for gur and khandasari making. So the, these four, all the four factors will play out, and which is why we expect lesser, smaller crushing, I mean, some decline in the crushing numbers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The recovery you said is going to be higher than last year.
Yeah,
we do expect it could be higher.
Yeah, yeah, which is very encouraging, because in spite of red rot menace being there, the recovery trends we have two units in Bijnor district, so in one unit the recovery is a little behind what we had clocked in the last season, whereas in the other unit it is higher than what we had clocked in the last season. This is in spite of extremely harsh winter conditions in that part of the country. Whereas our Bareilly unit, where we have brought about this varietal change in our where there is some amount of varietal change which has happened, the recovery trends are definitely better.
What was the gross recovery last year, sir? Last season, I mean.
Last year it was around, you're talking up to 31st December or the entire season?
The season, sir. The season.
Season was right. Around 11 point, one moment, I'll tell you. Just a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you bear with me for a moment?
Sure.
For the full season, it was 11.70% gross recovery.
Okay, and sir, this year we're expecting it to be better by roughly how much, sir?
Well, I can't quantify that, but it looks better.
It looks. And sir, this thing that you just spoke about, sir, that varietal change. So by when can we expect a significant varietal change for our company in all three units, sir?
I'll give you a number. For example, in the Bareilly unit, where we initiated the program earlier than what we did in the other two units, there in the coming season, we should see about 65% replacement of that variety 238 by some improved and new varieties such as 15023, 14021, 98014, etc., etc., and 118 also. Whereas in the other two units, in the Bijnor district, you see, till the last year, that particular district was kind of insulated from this red rot program. Now, howsoever much you try with the farmers, the farmers, unless they are themselves impacted in terms of reduction in yield, etc., they are not very active participants in the varietal change program. So now,
yes,
they are also participating in big numbers. So there, over the next two, three years, we should see substantial change in the variety.
So this, the next season will be the first time that there will be something?
No, even in this season, there is small, some change we will see. But next season, yes, it will be a tangible change. And thereafter, it will be, it will be gallop thereafter.
I get your point, sir. It will become like Bareilly in 2-3 years.
Yeah, yeah, to some extent, yeah.
And so the cane crushing that we're expecting it to be lower, sir, it's roughly by 2%, 3%. So can you give us any ballpark?
No, sir, it's going to be more, but we will have to wait and see, because just plant cane has started arriving, and plant cane, we have often seen that there are surprises. The yields can be better. Or they can be similar, so we will have to wait and see. We also expect the some moderation in the gur and khandasari prices that they are offering to the cane growers. So all these factors will play out, and only then we will have some clarity. Beginning of March or middle of March, we will have a lot of clarity on the crushing numbers.
And sir, about this, any further plans of CapEx or anything that we are thinking about for the next season or beyond that?
No, sir. We keep constantly doing something or the other for enhancement of efficiency. So, for example, this year we have brought about some savings in our steam consumption. which will make additional bagasse available. But considering the fact that the bagasse prices have also a bit tapered down, we are trying to maximize our power generation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And sir, one of the sugar companies has reported that their PPAs got terminated and then they shifted to market sale of power. So they are doing much better than that. So anything of the sort for us is going to happen in the near future?
No, we have our terminal date is way ahead, so we don't have to worry. We'll keep supplying to the power corporation. Okay. Because so we have at least a stable and reliable buyer there. And yeah, the prices may be a little lower, but there can be some big swings in the price, so it's a little risky proposition.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mr. Ajinkya Jadhav from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So, looking at the current restrictions on ethanol to be made from bee heavy and syrup, so if we are planning to future CapExes, what will be our strategy to go with the let's say grain FCI, or like which route we will target for the future CapExes?
So we expect the government to go back to the ethanol blending program and carry it out with the same vigor and enthusiasm that they had done. It's just that the news of shortage in production, etc., came and which resulted in government restricting the ethanol procurement made out of juice and bee heavy. So we expect the government normalcy to be restored soon. And, we expect our distillery plants to be optimally operational once the normalcy returns.
So should we assume that in the long term, we won't be going for a grain-based route capacity?
No, we are examining, but grain again, now the option that is available to most sugar mills is to use maize. Yeah, it makes sense now to use maize. But these are all again subjected to big swings in the procurement price. There are big swings in the procurement price of wheat, maize, and for example, the rice. FCI stops giving rice to the sugar mills, so they had to resort to, I mean, the distillery, so they had to resort to buying it in the open market. So there are a lot of complexities associated with that.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful. Yeah, the second question is regarding the molasses levy obligation. So in the last con call, you were expecting, you said that like the UP government treated both B heavy and C heavy equally. But they have done good in terms of like now the B heavy obligation is cut to 19%. So like as an industry, are we trying to convince the UP government to put it way below that, like below 19%.
For example, if the crushing numbers are good, you see, eventually government is concerned with what is UP government is concerned with how much of country liquor is required. So they do the backward working. So for that much country liquor, how much is the feedstock that is required, and then basis that they provide some cushion, and then they determine the percentage. So there is always a possibility that, having determined this percentage also, there is a possibility that they may not source the entire 19% or 26% as the case may be.
Okay. And considering the elections this year, I think you will be expecting also the higher requirement for country liquor, right?
Yeah, they must be expecting. Yeah, no, but that has already been factored while determining this 19 and 26%.
Okay. So lesser chances to go it down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The next question is regarding the red rot. So, as you mentioned that the severity of this red rot in the Bijnor district is high currently. So,
now high, yeah.
Yeah, so compared to like what we have seen in the past year, so like how do you see at the situation? Like is it the highest or like how should we take it?
No, it's very high because the ratoon crop is severely impacted, but only one difference that we observe is when the red rot impacted the eastern and the central UP, it also impacted the recovery. Fortunately, it has not impacted the recovery in Bijnor district. The recovery continues to be as good as it was before the red rot impact was there. So, yes, now the farmers are also very enthusiastic about changing the variety, having understood that, you know, this variety 238 has perhaps outlived its utility. So, you know, it's going to be a very, very collaborative and corroborative exercise. So, we expect in 2-3 years to program time, we will be able to bring about significant change in the varietal mix there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, understood.
Yeah.
And then my final question is regarding like if, as you said, the IFMA will come up with its projections for the sugar production this year.
Yeah.
And if the government gets convinced, like we should provide some relief for ethanol production from B heavy, like can we expect the ethanol prices from B heavy and syrup to go up because they have, like the government have kept the prices same. Why on why? So can we expect price revision in there?
Yeah, yeah. There can be because, you know, even even at the old price also, it makes eminent sense to make ethanol out of that because sugar prices as of now are 3,800 and we have every reason to believe that they will be around 3,800. But, you know, when the government revisits this ethanol blending program and, you know, wants to encourage it, I'm sure our request for enhancement of price also may be considered favorably.
Yeah, okay, understood. Yeah, that's helpful. That answers all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev from SKD Consultants. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Actually, I'm a bit late in joining. So my first question was regarding the yield that we have got in the first 3 months in this quarter, because I tried to search it, but nowhere I found the figure of the yield recovery. Yield means recovery. Recovery. I'm sorry. Recovery
yeah.
is the correct.
Yeah. I mentioned about it. It is 11.06%, sir. Gross recovery is 11.06%. And this is vis-a-vis, 11.05% vis-a-vis 11.11% in the corresponding quarter last year.
Last year. And this is, sir, without B heavy. This is recovery.
This is gross recovery. This is after factoring for juice direction, whatever sugar sacrifice we make on account of juice, whatever sacrifice we make on account of B heavy, this is factoring for all that.
I just now heard that this red rot has not affected the recovery, but the crop will be somewhat lower than last year, or we are planning to crush last year's quantum, or are we going to get more quantum for crushing this year?
No, sir. Red rot has played havoc with the yields of the farmers. So, the insofar as ratoon crop is concerned, they have suffered a huge setback, but plant gain has just about started coming, so we will wait and see how is the yield in the plant crop. But yes, the crushing numbers are going to be impacted because of four reasons. Number one, because of the yields are lower, because of the rains, because of red rot, and there are two other factors for which will be responsible for lower crush rate, lower crushing. Number one is the coming up of another unit in that district. So it will take a while for, you know, the cane harvest to go up. And then the rates offered by the Kolu and Khandasari sugar manufacturers for cane is very high. So these are host of factors which are playing out on the cane availability. So, we will have to wait and see.
And sir, regarding export of molasses have been banned. So, in any way, it is going to help our company get more molasses from outside for processing?
No, sir, as of now, we are not buying. We are just weighing all the things in our. We are evaluating all such proposals, whether we should buy molasses and maximize our distillation capacities. So we are constantly on the watch insofar as that is concerned.
Okay, sir. Can you, for my understanding, tell me that this red rot is a problem only in the western part of the UP, or it is for the entire state?
Sir, it first started in East UP, then spread to Central UP, and now gone to the Western UP. So Central UP was the first to bring about the varietal change, followed it up by Central UP, and now the Western UP is also going to replicate this. So as I mentioned in one of my remarks earlier, you see, the farmers, unless they are directly impacted, they are not very enthusiastic participating points in the varietal change program. So once their yield suffers a setback, that is when you see them making efforts, joining our efforts. We are making efforts all the time, but they join us only when their yield starts takes a setback.
But about this red rot, sir, some of the western units who are holding con calls, they have not talked about it. I mean, so is it that your districts are ahead of the Meerut and all these districts, which is?
Sir, Bijnor district as such is in the west of central, or one can say east of western. So maybe it's a question of time.
Sir, I mean, can you tell us, whether Triveni or Dampur Bio, etc., they are also going to get affected?
Yes, sir. Yes. Sooner or later.
Yeah. As some problem will be there with them also.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Shah from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah, very much loud and clear. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I just have a slight doubt that is it too early to ask regarding how much B-heavy molasses will be stored for off-season for making ethanol or sugar? And if no, then can you give some guidance over that? It would be very helpful.
It's too early, sir. Actually, firstly, we will have to have some clarity on our crushing numbers. Once we have some clarity, and then it will evidently, like I said, we are making there are various constraints within which we are operating. Number one, the government has restricted the quantity of ethanol that they will lift, which will be using B-heavy molasses at the feedstock, to the number, the quantity that we had initially offered, number one.
Right.
So number two, we have to have more clarity on the crushing numbers. So it's a very dynamic situation. As we go ahead, as and when there is more clarity, and then thirdly, like I said, we are again going to request the government to, restore the ethanol blending program now that the production numbers seem to be reasonably on the higher side. So only then we will have more clarity. As far as our plant capacities are concerned, we have enough flexibilities. We can use juice, we can use B-heavy molasses, we can use C-heavy molasses, all can be used for generating ethanol.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes. And also, I would ask that the previous call you had mentioned that we aren't going to go through a grain division for producing ethanol in off-season. So is that still on?
We are constantly evaluating all such proposals, sir. As of now, we feel that the capital cost is a little too on the higher side, and with the benefits that are going to accrue. And secondly, this program has received only a pause as of now, ethanol blending program. And we do hope that our distilleries will be up and operational on full capacity basis very shortly.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, If you wish to ask question, you can press star and one. If there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Banka for closing comments.
Thank you very much, friends. Thank you for participating in this earnings call conference and asking questions. It was a great pleasure interacting with you all and sharing our thoughts and you know, our plan of action. We look forward to your continued support, and we once again thank you for the confidence and trust that you have reposed in us. I would ask my colleague Mr. Maheshwari to make any comments if he has any.
I thank each and every one of you for active participation in this earning call and look forward to again meet you in the next conference call. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.